Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for this fellowship, Lord God, asking you to forgive us for our sins and asking you to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, Lord God, and keeping it real, Lord God. We just worship and give you glory and honor and praise, knowing that you are all that we need. Father, as the current events happen, and it seems like wars and rumors of wars, we know that the time is getting short. And so, Lord, prepare our hearts, prepare our minds, prepare the very core of our being to reach you, Lord God, to be with you and to believe in you. In Jesus' name, we love you and we thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise. As I decrease, increase in me to teach your people your word. Amen.
Amen.
We are in Proverbs chapter 28. Proverbs chapter 28, starting at verse 8. And then we will be going to Proverbs 13, 21 and 22. But right now we are here. So Proverbs 28, verse 8, it says, "He that by usury and unjust gain increaseth his substance, he that gathereth it for him, or he shall gather it for him that will pity the poor." So he that by usury, by taking advantage of, by manipulating an unjust gain, increaseth his substance. His substance will increase, but he shall gather it for him that will pity the poor. So the man that will pity the poor will get the unjust gain that was gained by somebody else, because irregardless, it is still finances. See, and people who get their finances unjustly, people who manipulate and lie and steal and do whatever they want to do to get substance in their house and to get things, it is going to come back to haunt them, because those things that you're getting illegally, those things that you're getting wrong, those things that you're getting by manipulation and usury is going to end up in the house of him that would give to the poor. Because God is in charge of everything. He owns all the gold. He owns all the silver. He does not win in the long run. He may break his neck to get it, but it will not end up with your family. It'll end up with the poor, or to him that will pity the poor. It says, he that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayers shall be abomination. And so, he that turneth his ear from hearing the law, are we talking about the law of Moses? No, we're talking about the law of God. We're talking about his precepts. We're talking about his testimonies. We're talking about his design, his way of doing things. People that refuse to hear righteousness, which under this New Testament, the law is righteousness, to do what's right. And so, he that turned away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be abomination. So God will not hear him. God will not hear him. God will not honor him. And there's a lot of people that follow other parts or portions of the law and don't keep them all, and think they're doing something, but they are not understanding that they're up under the law of grace. And as a result of that, you see they fail. They rise up and they fail. They rise up and they fail. But they never reach a maximum standard in God. It's like kind of doing the cha-cha, going two steps forward and two steps back. And this is not the faith that God or Jesus Christ died for on Calvary's cross. He died that no matter what the circumstances, no matter the up and down, that your faith would grow. Even when you fall into diverse temptation, you have to know this, that the trying of your faith works patience. And scripture says in James, "Let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, lacking nothing." 10 says, "Whoso causeth the righteous to go astray in an evil way, he shall fall himself in his own pit. But the upright shall have good things in possession." So he that causes the righteous to go astray in an evil way, he shall fall himself into his own pit. So people that do wrong to you, people that try to take advantage, people that by usury seem like they gain or they try to take what you have, don't even worry about that, because they're going to fall into their own pit. But those who are living upright shall have good things in possession. You're going to have things. You're going to have good things in possession. And this good thing in possession is not talking about money. Why do you need all the money in the world when God is able to just give you favor, which is better than money. 11, the rich man is wise in his own conceit, but the poor that hath understanding shall search him out. So a rich man is wise in his own conceit. He's just stuck there. He's conceited because he thinks he's got money. He can buy whatever he wants to, seemingly upon this earth. But there's some amazing things that can't be bought by cash or by riches, like peace, like comfort, like a good mind, like excellent health. These things cannot be bought by cash. There was a woman who spent all her living trying to get rid of a medical issue. She had an issue of blood. And until she humbled herself, crawled her way and met Jesus and touched the hem of his garment, she did not get healed. She had an issue of blood that she paid everything she had to get rid of the problem. And there's no medicine that would cure her. But she had to go touch the Lord Jesus Christ, just like we all need to touch. So instead of wasting all our money trying to go there, let's just go to the touch of Jesus and let that be the preeminence of our life. In Jesus' name. 12. When righteous men do rejoice, there is great glory. But when the wicked rise, a man is hidden. So when the righteous man do rejoice, when righteous people come together, when righteous men come together and they rejoice, there is great glory. There's a glory that God receives from that. But when wicked men rise, a man is hidden. What kind of man? A righteous man. Because when the wicked are in power, the righteous suffer. When the wicked is in power, the righteous suffer. See? And when the righteous is in power, when the right man is in power, then the righteous rejoice. They're not hidden. And so it says, he that covereth his sins shall not prosper. I'm in 13. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. So he that covereth his sin shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them, you shall have the mercy. You can't. People like to run around and don't speak about their testimony, but everybody has a testimony. Well, I don't want to tell the church people what I used to be into. I don't want to tell the church people what I've done. I don't want to tell my children or my grandchildren how I was and what I've done wrong. I want to keep that. Well, you keep covering your sin and you don't prosper. See, it is only those that use the things that they've done wrong, their bad understanding and their bad acting, to help others not to do it, they prosper in everything because they find mercy. He says, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Forsake those things that were sinful and don't hold on to them like they're a treasure, some hidden treasure in the valley. 14, happy is the man that feareth always. But he that hardeneth his heart shall fall into mischief. So happy is the man that feareth always, always. But he that hardeneth his heart shall fall into mischief. So happy is that individual that has respect, that humbles himself and that has respect. But he that hardeneth his heart, think he's being hard on somebody else, think he's being hard on this, that, and the other, he shall fall into mischief every time. As a roaring lion in 15 and a raging bear, so is a wicked ruler over the poor people. So, as a roaring lion and a raging bear, so is a wicked ruler over poor people. That's kind of self-explanatory. The prince that wanted understanding is also a great oppressor. But he that hateth covetousness shall prolong his days. He that hates coveting, looking at what somebody else has and desiring it, he that does not want the desire for himself, he's going to have long life because the word of God promises it. Let me read it again. The prince that wanted understanding is also a great oppressor. Why? Because he's going after people, trying to get the understanding, trying to get some semblance of what, and you have to oppress people to do that. You can't stop everybody and ask them 1,000 questions. You have to be, you must become an oppressor to do that, just so you can get the understanding. It says, but he that hateth covetousness, don't crave what somebody else has, shall prolong his days. 17. A man that doeth violence to the blood of any person shall flee to the pit. Let no man say, stay him. So he that doeth violence to the blood of any person, like he that kills, he that beats up, he that murders, he that does things to the blood. Why is the blood so important? Because the Bible says, I believe in the 21st chapter, or I think it's 18:21, it may be, but don't quote me on that one. But it does say that the life is in the blood. It was the blood that cried up from the ground when Abel died. It was his blood that cried out to the ground, from the ground to God, and told what his brother had did to him when he slew him. See, the life is in the blood. People's life is in the blood. Your the joy of God, the breath of life that is in you, is in the blood. It's in the blood. And he shall flee to the pit. Let no man stay him. When a man cannot protect another man when he has shed blood. You cannot hang out with people that go out of their way to shed innocent blood. You cannot deal with people who covet other things by other people. You don't even need to be around them because they mess with your life spiritually. And we don't even realize it. It says in 18, whoso walketh uprightly shall be saved, but he that is perverse in his ways shall fall at once. So he that walketh uprightly shall be saved, even though he makes mistakes. If your goal is to walk right uprightly, if your goal is to believe God, if your goal is to stand tall for the kingdom, even though you may fall, then what does the scripture say? You shall be saved. But he that is perverse, twisted in his ways, shall fall at once. Have you ever seen a person who just has a twisted understanding? They get through just looking in your face, telling you how right they think they are. They walk right out the door and get caught up in the mischief. They just fall so quickly. They fall at once. And then don't even realize 2 months later that that was a fall. Don't even realize it. Then they try to cover it instead of convincing or admitting their sin. 19. He that tilleth the land shall have plenty of bread, but he that followeth after vain persons shall have poverty enough. So he that tilleth the land, he that worketh the land, shall have plenty of bread. If you work the land, you're going to have what you need. But if you're sitting on your butt and doing nothing and following after vain people, useless people, people who have no gumption, no productivity, no anything. If you do that, then scripture clearly says you shall have poverty enough. You're going to have more than enough poverty. 20. A faithful man shall abound with blessings, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. So that faithful man, blessings just come. He just bumps into blessings. Because he's faithful to God. He is following the one that is faithful in everything, the one that sees him. He's not coveting what other men have. He's just trying to live life and please God. And so he will abound with blessings. They'll just surround him all about. It says, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. Because when you rush to be rich, you make mistakes. When you rush to be rich, you step over people. When you rush to be rich, you put everything you have in jeopardy. When you rush to be rich, you make foolish mistakes. And a lot of times it costs you, see. And you are not going to be innocent because you're in a rush. Haste to be rich, but a person that will sit back and take his time and plan for his future to become rich. That's a whole different story. It says 21, to have respect of persons is not good. For a piece of bread, that man will transgress. So to have respect of persons, to be partial, to hold one above the other, is not good. To respect this person, to have not respect onto that person, is not good. To respect those that are in the castle or in the nice hotels or who have a lot of money and then have no respect for those who don't, that's no good. You create partiality in yourself. And you cannot be partial because all your decisions will be based upon partiality. It says, for a piece of bread, that man will transgress. If they offered him a piece of bread to come against you, they would. He would break the law for whatever it is that he sees respectful that they may have. If it's money, I don't know what it is. I don't want to go into all the things that it could be. But let your mind wander. You can't miss it. 22. He that hasted to be rich hath an evil eye and considereth not that poverty shall come upon him. So he that rushed to be rich, he hath an evil eye. An evil eye makes you not want to work for what you got. An evil eye makes you want to just sit on your butt and be lazy. An evil eye makes you want to just manipulate and maneuver so that you will have. Because the fact of the matter in this life, you need. And so if you don't have, then you got to get it somewhere. But it's better for the man that will get up and work for his. In Thessalonians says, if a man don't work, a man don't eat. And that doesn't have to mean you need a 9-to-5, because back when this was written, there wasn't 9-to-5. But people, if you want to feed your family, you had to go to the ocean and fish. See, you had to live the life of somebody that wanted to excel. See, you didn't just get to do what you wanted to do just because you wanted to do it. See, that type of person, he has an evil eye. It says, and consider not that poverty shall come upon him, because you don't even think that it's possible for poverty to come on. You know, some people are so busy, always trying to make money, always trying to make ends meet, working this, working that, working this, so they have, and they don't even have time for God. So poverty is going to take them like an armed man, like a strong man coming into their house, robbing them of everything that they got. It's no other way, no other way. 23. He that rebuked a man afterwards shall find more favor than he that flattereth with his tongue, or with the tongue. He that rebuketh a man afterwards shall find more favor than he that flattereth with his tongue. So someone sitting there trying to flatter you and tell you how good you are, how wonderful you are, how you are, how great you are, when you know you ain't all that in a bag of chips. You know you. If anybody should ought to know you, you ought to know you. But that person is just trying to flatter you. But a person that would tell somebody the absolute truth and rebuke that man, you will find more favor from that man, because that man will appreciate you for life because you told him the truth. Because you told him the truth. 24. Whoso robbed his father or his mother and saith, it is no transgression, the same as a companion of a destroyer. So whoso robbeth his father or his mother and saith, I didn't break the law, it's no big thing. You know, the same as a companion with the destroyer. You're hanging out and you're going to be destroyed. You better change it. 25. He that is of a proud heart stirreth up strife, but he that putteth his trust in the Lord shall be made fat. So he that is proud in his heart, you create strife because your pride opens your mouth where it has no business being. People that have pride and they just think they're right, they're always shooting off at the mouth, running their mouths and saying things that they have no business talking about. Don't even really understand the situation that they're talking about. and don't even see it from other perspectives. They only see it from the perspective where they have and no one else has. And then, and he goes on to say, he stirs up strife, but he that putteth his trust in the Lord shall be made fat. You people who are pride filled in their heart, they go out of their way and they try to create a story with their mouth to make themselves look fat, to make themselves look enlarged, to make themselves feel as though they have everything, but they actually don't have anything. But if you put your trust in the Lord, you will be made fat. You will be made to the place where you don't want for nothing. And I am not talking about money, but you will have the things that will sustain you: peace, love, joy, happiness, strength, power from on high, favor of God, which is better than all the things that this world could ever offer. And if you have not realized that, then it's about time you wake up, because the gifts of God don't cost a dime. And those gifts are more worthy and more powerful than anything you could ever buy with money. So you got to get the system so you can change the paradigm. Goes on to say in 26, he that trusted in his own heart is a fool. Let me say that again. He that trusted in his own heart is a fool. But whoso walketh wisely shall be delivered. So, if you trust in your own heart, if you think you got the way, if you think you know everything, if you think you got all this and you're that, and you're trying to go around people and make yourself look good, then you're a fool. Because you have your reward. Everything that comes out of your mouth, that's all you'll ever get in life. See? But whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered. He shall be delivered from whatever he is going through, because he's walking wisely. He's not lying about it. He's not manipulating about it. He's not even trying to hide it and cover it. Now, I don't say that he needs to go blab his business all over to everybody else, but at least he's taking it to the throne of God and he's talking to God about it. You hear what I'm saying? Because pride will stop you from even talking to God about your sin and justifying your flesh that you're right when you're as wrong as four left shoes. Four left shoes. O thou fool, this ought not to be. 27. He that giveth unto the poor shall not lack, but he that hideth his eyes shall have many a curse. So he that giveth to the poor shall not have lack in his house. When you go out of your way and you give to somebody else, the Bible says that he that giveth to the poor lendeth to the Lord. What is the ransom of that? What is the repayment for lending to the Lord? We ought to give as much as we can, with, of course, with what is within our power to do. But we ought to give, because when you help the poor, that covers you for years to come. Years to come. And you may not even know how it covers you. It may just cover you in health. It may just cover you in strength. Your eyes may not fade. See, your strength may be strong until you leave this earth. You may have great power and great wisdom from on high that you can do a mighty blessing to other people. So it's not always measured in money. And I keep saying this through this whole chapter, because we need to get out of the money game and get into the Jesus game. Amen. But he that hideth his eyes shall have many a curse. What do you mean hideth his eyes? You know when the poor man looks at you with that poor look, and then you turn your head to the other way because you don't even want to look him in the face. You can't, even if you don't have nothing, you can't look that man in the eye and say, good morning. How you doing?
Amen.
Jesus loves you.
Amen.
You can't even look that man in the eye, because you feel like, you don't let people look at you and make you feel like you owe them something. It is within your power to do what you do, but a lot of us turn our eyes, and most I found out after being homeless and out there hustling like that, I found out that most people turn their eyes when they have a whole lot and just don't want to give it. So, he that hideth his eyes shall have many a curse. And then you find out later they don't even drive by no more. You don't even see them. Why? Because they're probably living a cursed life. They're probably cursed with a curse, like so many people. So 28 says, when the wicked rise, men hide themselves. But when they perish, the righteous increase. So when the wicked rise, men hide themselves. Why? Because wicked men make wicked rules, make wicked decisions. And the righteous people are just trying to survive. You don't have time to be looking up in somebody's face. You're just trying to make ends meet, take care of your family. It says, but when they perish, the righteous increase. Why? Because good will always flourish. Even if people have to die, good is always going to win. It does not lose. Let's turn to Proverbs 13. And we are going to be at 21. And I really wanted to put this in there, but something told me to wait. Listen to this. 13:21. Evil pursueth sinners, but to the righteous good shall be repaid. The scripture is saying evil is in high pursuit of sinners. So when you see evil and bad things following people, some of it may be just a test. But when evil follows you, evil is more than a test. See, when evil follows somebody, that is because evil is in high pursuit of you. It has the right to follow you. It has the right to come after you because you operate in evil. You can't take fire to your bosom and not get burnt. When you operate in evil, that's what's going to be repaid on you. It says, but to the righteous, good shall be repaid. Why? Because the righteous go out of their way to do good to others. 22 says, a good man leaveth an inheritance for his children's children. And the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. So even the wealth that is being got by ill-gotten gain, by unjust men, by usury, by manipulation, is being laid up for the righteous. Is being stored for the righteous. Amen. Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we just come before you, lifting up this time, lifting up this fellowship, Lord God, reaching for you and loving on you, Lord God, and asking you to forgive us always for our transgressions, Lord God. Let us not forget who we serve, Lord God. And even in the midst of our mess, let us believe you. It does not cost anything to believe. Let us stand in faith, believing on you. Even if we're in a bad way, you will deliver us. We will stand on that. Deliver me, O Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
The evil ones dwell, cause they fail. What some like to refer to as hell, never unveil the downscale of the segregated, isolated, degenerated, and investigated committee. Destroy the whole city one by one, make it kill off each other with a knife or a gun. You having fun, but in the end, you'll be judged by the Lord, cause he gave the 10 commandments for you to follow, but you ignored. You living in sin, abomination against the ways of good. Now reading scripture, praying to God, even though you know you should. I try to keep myself together, and the Lord I seek it, trying to treat my people right, listen to everything he's speaking. No, I'm not a teacher, a preacher trying to preach. I'm just speaking up some truth into your souls I want to reach. So learn about the man upstairs, look, he ain't a stranger. And get right with him, cause if you don't, then you're in danger.
People, get ready, cause he's coming. He's coming, get ready, all the children. People, get ready, cause he's coming. He's coming, get ready, all the children.
Don't feel exempt, come on, attempt to step into the light. Because deep in your heart, you know what's wrong and know what's right. Don't delay, stop making rich your world anyway. Cause once you sell out to the devil, ain't no need to pray. Cause when you die, that's where you lie, and ain't no resurrection. Burning in the lake of fire, left without no protection. Rejection is what the enemy really despises. He tells you what you wanna hear, but you know he good for lies. Rebuke the people stepping, that's your weapon and it work. It don't matter what they say, it don't matter where he lurk. Watch out for your enemy, watch out for your friend. Cause trust don't get slim as we get closer to the end. So get yourself together, help your fellow brothers out. Stick together through rough weather, that's what it's all about. Your life is tearing you down and bringing sorrow. So pray tonight before you sleep, cause he might come tomorrow.
People, get ready, cause he's coming. He's coming, get ready, all the children. People, get ready, cause he's coming.
what you would do. Cause when it's time to get judged, see that's between him and you. Hit your knees and praise the one and only true savior. That's all you're seeing behind closed doors. And yet he forget you. And if you don't commit your life living in sin, then in hell is where you dwell for eternity. And then you're burning fire and the pain will never cease. Plus ain't no getting out though, you begging again at least. There is hope. Seven seals and the trumpets blow for peace in heaven and hell on earth. That's how the story's told. Now find your Bible, open it up and get some education. It's all there loud and clear in the book of Revelation. The bottomless pit to the angel of death. You better think about it, but you come up on your last breath. Repent for all your sins, learn to change your evil ways. He coming, prepare, we live in the last days.
Get ready, cause he's coming.